This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 22nd. Well, we had some weakness in the cattle space yesterday, not a lot, but just generally weaker. After a firm start in both live cattle and feeders, the markets gave it up and ended up closing lower. So continuing to just work our way lower, not with a lot of energy or momentum. And so I think that's a sign that this is more of just a correction of a short-term uptrend. And I still look for another leg up into early November for feeders, into early December for live cattle. I think that the market has that in it. And again, with this correction here, it's just been a quiet, kind of just barely grinding its way lower. So there's just not that much energy to the downside. So I think this kind of sets the stage for a snap back up and another leg up here in the short term. In the cash trade, had a fairly active trade so far this week at steady money with last week. The Fed trade at 124, the Dress trade at 196. Box beef values were mixed yesterday. This time it was the choice that was higher, up 63 cents. We're sitting at 281. Select was down 8 cents at 263. The spread was up 71 cents at 1794. Movement was 158 loads. For cattle slaughter, so far this week we're sitting at 482,000 head. It's 2,000 more than a week ago and 3,000 more than a year ago at this time. The feeder cattle index was up 108. We're sitting at 155.11. Export sales yesterday, pretty disappointing at 7,600 tons. That was half of what last week was and less than half of what the average over the last several weeks have been. So pretty disappointing there. Japan took 2,300, China 1,600, South Korea took 1,100. And pork export sales at 22,300, that was also at the low end of what we've been seeing for the last several weeks. Mexico took 10,200, South Korea 3,700, and Japan took 3,200. No doubt the trade is waiting for the cattle on feed report this afternoon. We're looking for total on feed numbers to be slightly lower than last year, down about 0.7 is the average trade estimate. And September placements at 101.2, looking to be a bit higher than last year. And September marketing's down about 2.7% from last year. I think the things the trade will be looking for obviously are the placements and the weights of those placements. Are they going to be the heavier weights coming from the southern plains grasslands or lighter weights coming from the northern plains drought areas? Hard to say, but it's probably a combination of both, but it does give us a hint as to how heavy these animals will finish. The heavier framed animals going in are going to finish heavier most likely. And also the numbers that are already in the feedlots, what is the breakdown of the number of days they've been in there? The feeling among the trade is that it's very front-end loaded. The numbers in feedlots right now that have been there over 120 days are much higher than a year ago, and over 90 days, much higher than a year ago. So we've got way front-end loaded here, which puts a lot of pressure on packing plants to process these animals, which has been really the bottleneck for a good year and a half. And what kind of, are the feedlots going to be able to stay current through the winter? So this puts a fair amount of pressure on the market through the winter months when beef demand tends to back off after the holiday season. So that's the fear, is that you're headed into heavy numbers that need to be processed, need to be moved out of the feedlots, and demand tends to taper off. If you have inflation running away from us that just pushes beef prices higher, that's already done a fair amount of demand destruction, as we can see. We sure don't want to see more of that. But in the short term, you still have these seasonal tendencies to push higher. There's already retail buying going on for the holiday season that typically pushes live cattle prices higher into early December. So these are the normal seasonal patterns that we're looking for. They look to be fairly well intact so far, and chart formations would suggest that they certainly are workable into the formation of what I'm seeing anyway. So that's what I'm looking for. Short term, market's probably stabilizing here, take another run up into those time windows that we just talked about. But in the bigger picture, still looking for another notable leg down as we work our way through the winter months. On the backside of that, of course, you're running into a smaller calf crop, another reduction in herd size from this past drought across the northern plains. That ultimately feeds into a bullish scenario for cattle down the road, but you still need to see Mother Nature give a hand here. You need to have grass, you need to have hay before you start retaining heifers. And until that happens, which is at least, you know, several months away, until you get a good look at what the spring looks like, I think the market will struggle. It's just the feedlots will struggle to find enough animals to place, especially if you have good grazing conditions in the spring. There's going to be a pretty heated battle for a very limited number of calves to go onto grass or go into feedlots. But you're not going to start heifer retention until the following fall at the earliest, which is about a year from now. And that also depends on whether you have enough to feed them. So it's still a ways down the road before we see a bull market developing in cattle. And the more you reduce the herd size, the bigger that bull market becomes. But it's still a ways down the road. We just simply can't make that projection until you know what kind of feed supplies are available for these animals. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.